Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You can hear me clearly? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Oh, can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me clearly?
I apologize about the technical difficulty. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Derek D. Wild, man. We're doing another episode.
Yeah, no problem.
We're doing another episode of Detroit Chess Killers Podcast. I'm on here with one of my close friends, Orlando Husbands. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
Okay, what were you, bro? So let's get right into it. Today, right, you played a big match against George Lee, right, from Chicago, from the National Blitz Crew, correct?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to give you...
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if you've been following, but, like, George Lee has really been on the tear in these matches. I know he beat Petula Yachetti from Michigan. I know he beat Fide Master Josh Pasuma. And I only saw him lose one match to Aaron Grabinski. And I know over here, I picked you to win. A lot of people are picking you to lose. You know, I'm the one who picked you to win. I mean, do you want to speak on that? What can you do to win this match?
Can I do them in this match? Well, I'm actually pretty confident about the match going in. I feel as though I'm starting to get a little used to the cage matches now. I think at first it estimated how big a factor experience was in this whole thing. But I'm starting to really bridge that gap. So going into the match, I think I prepared pretty well for the match. First of all, we played 3+2, and 3+0 is a different thing control. So I really practiced 3+0 a lot before the match. I looked at his opening repertoire a little bit, and I think I may have pinpointed where I think there are a few weaknesses. So I guess we'll see how that turns out. But I mean, typically, okay, mentally. So that's all I'm really aiming for, to get a solid start, and from there it should fall into place.
Okay, now, for a lot of people that's not familiar with you, I'm familiar with you because I played you, we worked together and all that other stuff, so I know your style. And for me, watching George Lee play, he seems more like a positional, grounded out, I say like Prestrosian, Anatoly Karpov type player, right? You agree?
Yeah, so I understand. From what I saw in this game, it looks that way.
To this match, what can you do to, not giving away what you're going to do tonight, but what can you do to make the game into Orlando Husbands type of game?
Well, the thing is, I think I just need to make him calculate as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So going to the start, I think I'm just going to be searching for these dynamic type positions where, like, I have no problem playing a strategic position, but I'm going to try to get him out of his comfort zone as much as possible.
Right.
And I want to do that from as early as possible as well. So, you know, mix it up, get it.
Right.
Just for sacking a piece. You know, it's 3+0, so we're going to have some fun.
Right. So, recently, was it day before yesterday, you just won the, your country's Blitz tournament, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, speak on that. I mean, speak, because I've been noticing on Facebook that you've been winning a lot of competitions over there. I mean, speak on what have you done recently. You know, update the folks on what you've accomplished over there in your country.
Okay, so I guess for this year, I defended the senior national championship title. So that makes me national champion in the classical format. And then I also defended my title in the rapid format, really, say 2 weeks ago. And then I defended this championship last year. I tied for first, but came second on the tie break. And this year, like, I was able to edge out the defending champion from last year in the Blitz. So that makes me, well, it puts me in a position where I'm this is the second time I'm winning all three national titles in the same year.
Okay, now, could you, like, educate me? Because it sounds like that you're, like, the greatest player from your country. Is that, I mean, I'm just being honest. Is that true? Is there folks that we need to know about?
Yeah, there are definitely some good players over here. It's arguable that I'm the best. Like, it could be a strong argument for that. But there are also some other very strong players, like, say, Justin Blackman. He's a Fide Master. And then we have Fide Master Martin Del Castillo. And we have Let me have three other international masters beside myself. So we do have some strong players.
Okay. Okay. Now,
I think just sometimes it comes down to me wanting it more.
Now, I know you've been following the Caribbean versus Chicago match, right?
Yeah.
You see the score. What do you think is...
Yeah, I see the score.
What do you think is... Because I keep you updated. A lot of people, not saying me, are saying that the title players from the Caribbeans, right? For example, we saw matches where a FIDE master would lose by a landslide to a national master. And a lot of people were saying...
Yeah.
Y'all chess, not saying it's not up to the par, but it's a different level of chess, and they're just giving y'all the titles over there. I mean, what do you want to say to that?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm not one to make excuses, but yes, I would say, though, that I don't know if we were in a good position to really show our true strength, because, like, the time control difference, the adjustment, I don't think many players, like, did it very well. On the, like, they didn't have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Joshua Christie, Damian Davi, the ones who played later got way more time to get used to this 3+0 format. Enough of the excuses, though. I think we're going to get some more practice here, and then we're going to come back and show Chicago exactly what time it is. But as well, I've heard that talk floating around, which makes my match with George... I'll be damned if you or if the guys over there think that we're weak over here. I have to send a message, bro.
Right, right. Now, I'll tell you this, though. I was impressed. What's his name? Damian, the FIDE master? I don't want to butcher his name. The one that just played Andrew Young.
Davi.
Yes, yes. I'm impressed with
Damian Davi.
How strong is he is as a blitz player?
Well, he's pretty strong. He's actually... To be honest, he just recently re-entered the chess circles because he had mm-hmm. stopped for a while. And it's only really this year that he started back playing. But from the past, he's been a very, very strong player. I think right now he's nowhere close to his peak.
Oh.
So the version of him that you saw, even though it was impressive, it could be even more impressive.
So when he was in his peak or in his, let's just say not his peak or his prime, because we never know when nobody's going to prime out. When he was active, how strong of a player was he?
Oh, he was very strong. He was someone that I looked up to, even though we're from different islands.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the players in the region that I looked up to as, like, from as a young player growing up. So, yeah, this guy is strong. I want to be similar to him.
Okay.
To the Olympiad, and he was just beating IMs and drawing with GMs here, there, everywhere.
Now, I have another question. Why Kevin Cupid wasn't on the team?
Ah. Okay, so we have left out some of our stronger players for sure, but it's more to do with, like, personal reasons. Just this time slot just wasn't really a good. He has committed to playing our next match, which I think is against Florida,
okay. Which
it may be next month. So it was more like personal reasons why some of our stronger blitz players haven't played this time around. But we've noted, like, oh, that was a mistake. And we're probably not gonna make that mistake again.
Right, because, you know, Kevin Cupid is, you know, he had that win that I called against Daniel Jones, and I'm pretty sure whoever he played, it'd have been a close match, and it would have been, to me, 50-50.
Yeah, definitely. They would have definitely. Even if they won, they wouldn't have been beaten to Kevin by, you know, 12-3 or anything
okay,
like
so
that.
You just spilled the beans on something, said y'all gonna play Florida next?
Yeah.
Speak on that. Like, elaborate.
We're going to take them on next.
So how did this come to fruition, the Caribbeans playing Florida?
Okay, well, I actually don't have a lot of the details. Damian Davi is actually who's setting it up. What I do know is that we're planning to more or less just go around the states and play different cities at a time. So we started with Chicago. We're going to go Florida next. At some point, we're trying to hit New York. We're going to get around, and we're going to get a lot of practice. By the time we get somewhere in the middle of that, we'll be able to really show our strength. That's the plan.
How you gonna skip out on Detroit, my hometown, though?
No, bro. Come on. We're not gonna skip out on Detroit. But we have noted that you guys have Mark Paraguay over there. He's kind of a monster. And as it turns out right now, it seems like I'm the one who will have to play him. So I just need a bit more step into the ring with him. I've seen what he did to George Lee. I'm not interested in doing that to myself just yet.
Frogger. No, he's not from Detroit.
He's not from Detroit?
I think he's from New York. Our top player,
New York.
Our top player would be Mark Hyman or Tulia Shetty or Safa Bohr. They like all 2,500.
Oh, okay.
Prager is, I think, New York. I believe he's from New York. I believe he's from New York.
So how does the NBL work? Because I feel like I remember him playing for Detroit in the competition that just passed. I can't remember the name of it.
Though. Okay. You're right. How the NBL work is they have a league where they assign captains to different teams. He got drafted to the Detroit team, but he's not from Detroit. Like, I played for the Carolina team, but I'm from Detroit. He's from New York, so if y'all play New York, he would probably be like board one or two or something, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Board two. That would be crazy. So who's board one?
See, I don't, like, I'll just be honest with you. New York is so deep with players like Yakov, Carlos, they have so many players. I don't know who would play tail. They could even have Kyle Sikorley play board one, if I'm not mistaken. So you would really have to prep up, because honestly, I haven't saw nobody beat Paragua. And I know the last match I saw him, he beat IM, 19-2?
Yeah, the same IM I'm playing today, George Lee.
He
beat.
Yeah, he beat George Lee.
It was a massacre.
Yeah, he beat George Lee, but it went 19-2. I forgot the score to that one. But yeah, he's a beast. I'm not
crazy stuff.
And I'm not trying to intimidate you, because I'll be honest, like today I picked you, I posted on Facebook, I said my boy Orlando Husbands is winning tonight, because the reason I believe you're gonna win, you had two close matches with Josh Coles, right? They didn't go in your favor, but I believe you have enough I believe in pressure bust pops. And you have pressure on you, and I know you have what it takes. And it's like when you're fighting with your back against the wall, that's when the best talent come out. You see what I'm saying? And you're the underdog. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I believe you could pull it off.
Definitely.
I know a lot of people gonna clown me, but I believe you. Were y'all playing what, 15 games?
15 games of 3+0.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm taking you to win by two to three games. I know a lot of people gonna clown me, but I really believe you can win. I really believe you, put it like this. I believe that you can open up the position in your favor, if that makes sense. Because I watch him play.
And
I see a lot of night F three, very, very, very solid. And I just believe you can open up the position and get it wild tactically. I believe you could pull it off, because when he played Atulia Shetty, he did win that match, but a lot of matches he won was due to Atulia getting down on time pressure.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah, so coming in, I think your lead test is what, 2,600 now?
Yeah.
That's blitz or bullet?
That's blitz. I suck at bullet.
So you've been making improvements, because I think last time I played you was what, 2,400 lead chest?
Yeah, like around there, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's actually funny, from the time I started playing 3+0, that's when it shot up from 25 to 26.
Okay, so let's just talk about that grind, getting a 2,600 lead chest, man. That's strong. I mean, what is your study habits? Do you get up and play every day? Do you set yourself out with a goal? I mean, let's talk about it, because a lot of people don't get to 2,600 lead chest or chess.com.
So it was kind of like I was in this frustrating place. It's something that I wanted to do, but I felt like I just lacked the practical skills. Not that I wasn't strong enough to do it, the practical skills, like the being fast enough and that kind of stuff. I played games until like I've trained, and I felt like I was in a position where I can manage my time better. So I would only play against friends like, say, Kevin Cupid or someone else. And then when I trained for a few weeks, and then I went back to Lee Chess, then I went on a heavy grind, just playing games against random people. And it kind of just came really natural, especially after. I'm pretty fast. Well, I suck at time scrambles, but I'm pretty fast generally. before it gets to a time scramble. Like, it can open up a pretty big time lead, and they can also play good moves at a rapid pace. So that's more or less how it happened for me. I just avoided time scrambles and I managed to get the kind of positions that I like to play.
Okay, okay. Now, me and you being friends, right? I could call you friends, right? I could call you my friend, buddy, right? Chess pile, whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
I would like to see you definitely play James County from Detroit.
Oh, he's from Detroit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, James County. I think, and it's not trying to, see, I'm a friend. I like good competition. I like good chess, and I believe iron sharpens iron. You heard of that saying? I believe that would be a good matchup. What do you think about that?
No, that, well, I know Canty, he's pretty strong. I actually had some I don't think I ever played him in Blitz, but we had like a bullet run.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how did that?
Maybe he edged me out by a game, from what I remember.
Okay. And then
I'll be definitely interested in playing Canty.
Okay. And let's talk about, I saw you played Hakira Nakamura before, right?
Yeah, maybe once or twice.
Yeah, I saw it in one of his streams. You got paired up in one of his streams.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. Taito Tuesdays or something like that.
Yeah, can you send me that game? Because actually, that was a good game, man. That was a good game. You still have that game on file?
Yeah, I think I probably could be able to find it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought it was doing well, and then he turned on the Hikaru on me, so... And that was that.
Well, I'm not to your level, but that looked like a real, real good game from your end. Let's talk about, how did it feel playing Naka? How did it feel playing like one of the best players in the world?
All right, to be very honest, when the game started, I didn't realize it was Naka. Because I think I had it like on Zen mode where you just don't see the names. Something happened in between, and I saw the name was it. So when I saw... Interesting. But I kept playing. I thought I had a good position. At some point, though, like, I just couldn't keep up with him. At some point, he was just too much. But I think I did have a pretty good game.
Yeah, I saw, like, you...
But that's always the aim.
Yeah, I saw you had a really...
To be able to play guys like that online.
Really, really, really good game. So let's get back to the match today. It's been a start in, what, less than, what, 7 hours? We're on the same time? 6 hours? 7 hours? Correct?
Yeah, it's supposed to start around, I think, 10 p.m. my time.
Okay. On a day like this, how do you prepare, calm your nerves? I mean, how do you get in the zone for this match tonight?
The first thing is just to avoid anything that puts me under pressure. So, like, most of my preparation would have been done before today. And today is just a day where I'm going to either just, you know, if there's an NBA game showing, I'll watch that. If there's... I could play FIFA on the PS4. I could watch Netflix. Just something to really just calm myself down. No heavy chest, nothing like that. Maybe just like 3 or 2 minutes games before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Half an hour before the game to get myself a little sharp. 1 or 2 puzzle rush. But that's, I'm ready.
Okay. Do you get nervous? I mean, are you nervous knowing like this is a big match? And if you win this match, right, just for bragging rights, it will kind of boost your name, excuse me, more in the United States. I mean, how do you feel like, damn, I beat George Lee? I mean, how does that make you feel?
Well, I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous. But the thing is about me being nervous is I can really control myself. So it's like, I know I'm nervous, but it's because I'm really looking forward to the match. Not that I'm afraid of what may happen in the match. And also, I'm really going after George. For more than one reason. First of all, I feel like I have something to prove for my region.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I just want to be able to play strong players. Because here in the Caribbean, we don't really get, like, I can't really play 2400 IM in the Caribbean. It's just impossible. So for me, I'm in a position where I need to put in a solid performance where it's like, yeah, give me another match so I can get to play strong players consistently, which is something I really, really want right now.
Okay, now, I think the last match George Lee played, if I'm not mistaken, he played Aaron Grabinski and he lost that match. Did you go back and look at that match for any like pointers or anything, weaknesses in his game?
The last match I looked at was of, I think he actually played a match with Robin Stewart. I don't know if that was official or not, but he had quite a few games against Robin Stewart, who's my friend from, where does Robin live? I actually have no idea, but Robin is from the States for sure. Right. Actually, with the same mark. I didn't know he played a match with Aaron. So maybe I have to go and just browse over the games and see what happened there.
Yeah, I know he lost to Aaron, if I'm pronouncing the name right, Grabinski. Is that right? If I'm pronouncing it right. I'm bad with names, but I know he played that. And
that's on.
Say that again.
No, Grabinski sounds correct.
Oh, yeah. I know he lost to Grabinski, and I saw in that game, he kind of struggled with the Grand Prix attack. Are you a Grand Prix player?
Ah. Yeah, I play Grand Prix.
I mean, you keep it to yourself, but I'm just saying, tonight, are you going to be, when I mean like aggressive, go at him, are we going to see like the Sicilian Dragon, the Grand Prix? Are we, I mean, put it like this, what type of chess you want to play tonight?
So initially going in, I'm looking to play dynamic chess. So I'm looking to really make him uncomfortable, mm-hmm. make him have to calculate, because I definitely believe my calculation is better. But as well, I'm going to feel him out to see where he's most comfortable. I'm just going to poke here and there just to see where he reacts the most, like where I can get the worst reactions out of him. And then from there, that's where we'll play.
Cool. So
I imagine it's going to be very psychological at first, opening ways and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I'm be rooting for you. I'm be all in the Twitter chat talking mad trash to everybody, man. So you can't let me down. You know what I'm saying? Because I can see it now, like first move, he probably going to play some boring knight f3. He play knight f3, we gonna get f5, the Dutch or something. I don't even know if you a Dutch.
We gonna get something very aggressive, bro. He can't play knight f3 and be happy. Trust me on that.
Okay, cool. So, this is the last match between the Chicago and Caribbean match, right? When it's all said and done, tell me what is the pros and the cons that you can take and the Caribbean can take from this match to make improvements going forward, playing Florida, who's next? Because I'm pretty sure you're going to be playing in that match.
The pros and the cons.
Yes, sir.
Well, for starters, I think we just need to practice this thing control a lot more. Like, I think we really underestimated how much time we would need to adjust from 3+2 to 3+0. Mm. And then the second thing is that what we usually do over on the Caribbean, we have what we call the show control. First person to get 7 points. But see, the thing is, we never really actually play that many games on the showdown. So, for instance, most matches are over by, say, 10 games or 11 games maximum. So, what I've realized is the stamina in playing a 15-game match is something we also need to work on for sure. I've seen our players burn out. I've seen so many bad things. We need to respect and just make improvements. Okay. We definitely have the potential to do it. It's just about putting the work in to make sure it gets done.
Okay, and another thing that a lot of people from the state saw was y'all had players that was 1,500-1,600 Speed 8 playing players that was 2,100, 2,000 USCF. Was that a good move? Because I know Speed 8 ratings are holds a higher standard than USCF. But do you think that was a good move? You know what I'm saying? After the matches were played.
Yeah, so what I think happened there is I think that Damian Davi, he was actually anticipating to have, like, Chicago would have a few females on their team and maybe a few juniors, because we like to give everyone a chance to participate. So I guess that's what was happening. Then females, it wouldn't really be right to go back to them and say, well, hey, you know, your opponent is going to be too strong. We think we should sub you and sub in someone else. So after we saw how it was finalized, it was just like, okay, well, go ahead, get the experience or whatever the case may be. But we're definitely going to try to negotiate better with Florida in terms of, we want your strongest players, but then we also want to give the juniors and the females a chance to shine. So, you know, if we could just soak the teams where each side has, say, 5 females or 3 females and 2 juniors, and then the strong players make up the rest. Something like that is what we were initially aiming for.
Okay, I'm not going to hold you up. I just want to ask you 2 more questions. Let's talk about the young girl that played on your Caribbean team. How strong is her and how big is her upside when it comes to chess?
We're talking about Rihanna Brown?
Yes.
Oh, no. She's definitely one of the biggest talents in the region right now. I think in her age range, there are a few big talents. There's her from Jamaica, of course, Rihanna Brown. Yes. There is a Dani Clark from Jamaica. There's Vanessa Greenidge from Barbados, and a few other girls in that under six range who are pretty strong. But Rihanna, I have a lot of hope for her. I think she's gonna be one of the big names from this region for sure.
Cool.
And actually, in the World Youth Rapid that just finished online, managed to qualify for the next stage by coming in the top three in this America's region, which was a pretty big thing. So, no, definitely she's gonna go places.
Awesome. And another thing is, now what's the guy named that beat Angelo Young last night?
Damian Davi.
Yes, can you reach out and can I get him on a podcast from you? Can you make that happen for me?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, that can happen, bro.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm not going to waste your time. I appreciate it. I'm calling. I'm saying it now. You're going to win the match. We're going to do a victory podcast after you win the match. I know. Listen. You got to speak things into existence. I'm claiming it, bro, because the match has, and I'm being honest with you, the match has been so one-sided, right?
I'm just
being honest. It's been so one-sided that if you win tonight, it's going to feel like, if you win, it's going to feel like y'all won the whole match. Do you agree?
Yeah, I feel like it would definitely be some kind of consolation for the team itself. Me bringing this win home would be a big win for everybody back here, so definitely something I feel as though I need to do. Not want to do, but need. I need to make this happen. So I'm going to be coming out for sure.
When you win, I know the Chicago players, we have a relationship. I know how they think. If you win tonight, they're going to feel like y'all won the match, because they feel like you don't supposed to beat Georgie, and they supposed to feel like you supposed to get crushed. So you win tonight, they're not going to give a damn about none of them matches, because they're going to feel like that wasn't supposed to happen. Trust me, I know.
Motivating me, bro. Motivating me.
Huh?
Definitely. I can stick it to them for just one last thing.
Yes, sir.
So definitely going after that for sure. No.
Okay. And before I let you go, what music do you play to get you hyped before this chess match?
Well, actually, I'm planning to play music during the match. I hope that's okay, because that's what I usually do. But, I usually listen to rap. I listen to a lot of rap. A lot of dancehall, which is, our Caribbean music.
Sean Paul.
But usually between rap Benny and dancehall, like, tonight. Yeah, Sean Paul for sure.
Beanie
for
Man.
Sure. Those kind of guys. Beanie Man. Anything that's hype.
Okay.
So, I have my playlist selected for tonight. It's going to be mostly rap and maybe some trap, but...
So before I let you go, what we going in playing, man? You got to play some Gangsta Killer, because you going there to destroy. What you listening to? One song to get you hyped. For real, you going there to kill.
Yeah, definitely. We got some songs with some... Then we have some 50 Cent in there. Then just to calm it down a little bit around the Brit, we have some Tory Lanez and some stuff like that. So, but energy more, that's always up there. Always energetic. Some Meek Mill, definitely. Meek Mill is going to carry me through for sure today.
Yes, sir. So, I enjoyed it, Orlando. I'm going to let you go, because I know you got some prep and all that other stuff, dude. I'm going to stay in contact with you. I'll probably see you this Saturday for what we got going on.
Definitely.
In the morning time, that works.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm a DM.
Yeah, for sure.
Best of wishes. Matter of fact, before you go, tell everybody what you do. Do you want to talk about your Puzzle Rush tournament, or you want to keep that to myself?
Oh, no. That's 28th.
Huh?
Active date. The 28th of December. Say 28th to 30th or 27th to 30th is the prospective date we're looking at right now for the Puzzle Rush tournament. So more or less how it will be, I think first prize is going to be somewhere around $200 US, second prize at $150, and third at $100. There are going to be some junior prizes. And the best be somewhere around $25 US. So more or less, we're looking to just make this happen and to get, because I think Puzzle Rush is a really good idea. And then there's the Puzzle Rush World Championship. So I want to do something like this pretty often so that players can just get in shape for that and actually prepare for that. And there's an incentive.
Cool.
To get something fun going for sure.
keep me posted and let me know whatever I can do to help you promote it. Stay in contact with me, because I most definitely will. You fine with that? Bro.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
God bless. God bless you. And man, go get that W tonight, bro.
Yeah, blessings, bro. Much love all the time.
All right, peace and love. Thanks, bro. Holler at you later.
Yeah, bro.